As the cathedral clock struck 2 in the morning, Jean Valjean awoke. There was a sort of dark confusion in his brain. He had observed the 6 sets of silver forks and spoons which Madame Magloire had placed on the table. Those 6 sets of silver, the one luxury good Monseigneur Bienvenu had permitted himself, haunted him. They were no more than a few paces away. On the way to his room, he had espied the old servant woman in the act of placing them in a little cupboard near the head of the bed. 3 o'clock struck. It seemed to him that the chime was saying, "Come on." He rose to his feet and listened. All was quiet in the house. He put his shoes into one of his pockets, threw his knapsack on his shoulders, put on his cap, felt for his cudgel, and, holding his breath, directed his steps to the door of the bishop's room. He found it ajar. Jean Valjean listened. Not a sound. He pushed the door with the furtive and uneasy gentleness of a cat. In seconds he had the silver in his knapsack. Then he bestrode the window, leapt over the garden wall like a tiger, and fled. The next morning, as he ate his breakfast, Monseigneur Bienvenu remarked gaily that one really does not need either fork or spoon in order to dip a bit of bread in a cup of milk. As the brother and sister were about to rise from the table, there came a knock at the door. "Come in," said the bishop. The door opened to reveal 3 gendarmes who were holding a man by the collar. The man was Jean Valjean. A uniformed officer standing behind made a military salute. "Monseigneur," said he. At this word, Jean Valjean raised his head with an air of stupefaction. "Monseigneur," he murmured, "the man is a bishop."
"Ah, here you are," exclaimed the bishop, looking at Jean Valjean. "I am glad to see you. Well, but what's all this? I gave you the candlesticks, too, which are of silver like the rest, and for which you can certainly get 200 francs. Why did you not carry them away with your forks and spoons?"
Jean Valjean opened his eyes wide and stared at the venerable bishop with an expression which no human tongue can describe.
"Monseigneur," said the officer, "so what this man said is true, then. He had a furtive manner, so we stopped him. He had this silver, and he told you," interposed the bishop with a smile, "that it had been given to him by a kind old fellow of a priest with whom he had passed the night. I see. And you brought..."